Okay, so a few questions to set us up. So the Bnei Tzastar finds a remez to the whole union of Megillah and Purim in one of the lesser well-known Melchemes Amaleks in the Torah. Because the Pasuk says, Vayishma ha-Knani Melech Arad, that the Knanim, the king of Arad, who was Yoshev Banegev, Kiboy Yisrael Derech Hasarim, the Klai Yisrael was coming through a place called Asarim, and they went out to fight by Yisrael, Vayilachem Yisrael, Vayish Bimenu Shevi, and they took a captive from Bnei Yisrael. So Bnei Yisrael makes one point, and he says, I see a hint here to Purim and the Indian of Melchemes Amalek, because Arad, this king of Canaan called Melech Arad, says Bnei Yisrael, is Gematria Mordechai. 274, Arad is Gematria Mordechai. So there's a hint in this pasuk to Melchemes Amalek. Rashi says it really wasn't the Canaanim who were fighting against Bnei Yisrael, it was the Amalekim who were dressed up as the Canaanim. That's why it says Vayishma HaKanani, because they appeared to be as Canaanim. So Rashi notes, then how did they know that they were not Canaanim? Because they were speaking Lashon Amaleki, but they were dressed up as the Canaanim. So Klai Yisrael said, I don't know who this is. Well, Davin Stam, that they should fall into our hands. So just parenthetically, the Bnei Yisrael points out, not the Bnei Yisrael, but Pinchas Kortzer points out, he says, I don't understand. If they really wanted to fool the Yidden, that they should make the wrong tefillah, so why didn't they dress up as the Canaanim and speak Lashon Canaani? But they didn't know the language? So the Rebbe Pinchas has a very powerful word. He says, because if you dress like the Canaanim and you speak like the Canaanim, then you are the Canaanim. And he makes a point when it comes to Levushei Yisrael and to Lashon HaKodesh, whatever Lashon HaKodesh is, not for now, that how you dress and how you speak defines also how you are. But that's not for now. So, why is this a hint to the Nes of Purim? Just because Arad is Gematria Mordechai, that's a hint to the whole meaning of Purim? So you have to understand. In the Megillah itself, we find something almost troubling, that when Esther hears the news from Mordechai about this big plot of Haman to exterminate the Jewish people, so Mordechai sends a message to Esther saying, "Al tadami b'nafsheich lihamalei b'is hamelech mikol ha-yehudim." Don't think that if anybody's going to escape, it's going to be you. You're going to find refuge in the house of the king. What is this, some type of an accusation that Mordechai is making to Esther, that she's going to make it good for herself and not for anybody else? This is Esther Malka, the great tzaddikas, the Neviyah, that she's going to orchestrate things in a way that everybody's going to be exterminated, but Esther's going to be okay because she has good ties with the king. He was accusing her of such a thing. How do you explain that? I try to understand also that which Chazal say, although there are different opinions. From where did Haman take this eight? Where did it come from? So one Medrash says that he took it from the Teva of Noach. Because by the Teva of Noach it says it was Hamishim Amar Rachba, and here it says Gavoya Hamishim Amar. So that means, you see that Haman, he really made big hachanas in order to kill Mordechai, but there was something very symbolic in Pnimi about the Tevas Noach and hanging Mordechai on his eight.
Stay there for a while.
Yeah. Listen, anything which is done the Shema has a key in Nitzri. So since Noah built that Teva in its Bechinas Mikdash, it was Nitzri.
Although it's wood.
Yeah. And maybe we'll try to explain what Chavona and Elio has to do with this as well. Al Kupanim, let's begin. So the Beis Yosef has the following Ha'ara, Chakira, when it comes to the chiv of an Eved Kanani in regards to the halacha of Purim. You would say it's not son of Gir halacha l'maisa, there's no avadim nowadays, but we'll see how it pertains to the Megillah momentarily. So he says, we all know that an Eved Kanani is chayiv in mitzvahs kanisha. Whatever an Isha is chayiv in, an Eved Kanani is chayiv in too. So we know that an Isha is chayiv in the mitzvahs hayom. Af hein hayu ba'oisa neis. They also were included in the neis. But this really depends, says the Beis Yosef, on the Pshat in Af Hein Hai Bo'ei Se'anis, 2 days in the Rishon. According to one Shita, Af Hein Hai Bo'ei Se'anis means that the women were included in the Gzeiras Haman, that he wanted to do away with every single last Jew, even women and children. Or maybe Af Hein Hai Bo'ei Se'anis means that the Isha, the Hainu Esther, was responsible for the Nes. She was poiled the Nes. So, regarding these two interpretations, we'll make for an Afkamina, Legabe Eved Kanani. Because if you say that the Nashim were included in the Gzeira itself, then Haman wanted to wipe away every Eved Kanani too. So, even an Eved Kanani should be chayiv in the Mitzvah Sayyid. But if it's a din in the fact that an Isha was responsible for the Nesas Beis Yosef, then maybe an Eved Kanani would be Patr. So turn to the Rambam. The Rambam says that Anashim, Nashim, V'taf, V'geirim, and Avadim V'shuchrarim are Chayiv in the Mitzvah Zayayim. So it's Masha from Rambam. Avadim V'shuchrarim are Chayiv, but not an Eved Kanani who's still not V'shuchrar. But in fact, the Nesa Kalin asked, but I don't understand. What's the chiddush that an Eved Meshuchrer should be chayav? Why does Rambam even have to list it? Meaning, an Eved who is Meshuchrer, who's freed, he's like a regular Jew. So why would he need to be even mentioned on his own? So Mamela, some have the Girsa Rambam that you take out the word Meshuchrer. Rambam says, Avodim. So regarding the Girsa and the Rambam, we'll make for an Afkamina, telling these two Pshachim Lachara the Beis Yosef. So now let's see how this ties into the Megillah. We've mentioned many times over the years, on the pasuk of Vayagidu Lahaman Lirois Hayam Du Divrei Mordechai Ki Higilahem Asher Yehudi, that they told Haman HaRasha that Mordechai wasn't bowing down because he said, I'm a Jew and a Jew doesn't bow down. That's Pashup Shan pasuk. However, the son of the Chassam Sefer, he wrote a commentary, I think it's Reb Shimon Sofer, alongside the Chassam Sefer, Al HaTaira and the Joshes, called the Shir Ma'oin. And this is also brought down by the Imre Emes. He brings the Chiddush and others as well. Even the Chida, a slightly different way, the Nachal Eshkol. They have a different Taish and Pasuk. And they say the following. Based on the Gemara in Megillah Daf Tet Zayin, and based on the Medrash, we know that there's a very important historical note in the relationship between Mordechai and Haman. But they were both emissaries, generals in the army of Achashverosh. And they were given food to take with them. And Haman went through it very quickly, and he begged Mordechai that he share his water and his food with him so that he should stay alive. And Mordechai said, I'll do so on the condition that you sell yourself to me as a slave. Haman agrees, and therefore, Mordechai has ownership of Haman. And you know, every time that Haman would walk past Mordechai, he would show him his shoe. That was the document that they wrote on this transaction. And that infuriated Haman, because basically what Mordechai was telling Haman is, you work for me. No, I'm not bowing down to you. But there's also a deeper connotation in it. As Mordechai says to Haman, as the Gemara brings down. So, Evid Lami, Nechassim Lami. If you belong to me, then all the Nechassim belong to me. Everything which you have belongs to me. But that means also that if Haman is an Evid Kanani, what? So, if that's the case, Evid, Haman is an Evid Kanani to Mordechai Tzadik. In which case, Haman is a Jew, and he's chayav in mitzvahs kenoshim. Now, if that's the case, you find something very, almost unthinkable, is that Haman is this harkava, he's this mixture of an Amaleki and a Yid. And there's this inyan that a Yid has to wipe out Amalekim. But we know, b'nei banav shel Hamnon lom dutar mei b'nei brak. Is that because of this? There's a lot to discuss here. But you see that it's almost like a climb, this concept of Haman now. He's like this mixture of a Yid and an Amaleki, which is something which is impossible to fathom almost. Which really goes back to the Gemara in Chulin, which says, Haman min ha-tor minayin shenemar ha-mina eitz. So what does Haman have to do with the Eitz Hadas? Well, what is the Eitz Hadas? It's a harkav, a mixture of Toi v'ra. Toi being a Yid, and Amaleki being a Ra. So Haman was this fusion of Toi v'ra, Yisrael v'Amaleki. Because he's an Eved Kanani. Akoponim, this is how the tzaddikim takes pshat and pasuk. They told Haman, is it true what Mordechai is saying? Because Mordechai was telling everybody that Haman is a Yehudi. And that's what the next pasuk says. That's what upset Haman more than anything. More than not dying down to Haman was the fact that he was telling everybody the biggest lashon hara of all. Haman is a Jew. That he couldn't think.
They said that about Hitler, by the way.
Yeah?
They were saying like that he might have had some blood and that infuriated him.
Really? Wow.
Some lineage.
Of course, he was a nitzot of that, Russia. Interesting. So, we have this very interesting Shayrish and Yusai, which we've built upon many times, the sinion of Haman, Higilahim Asher Yehudi. Now, we find Ramazim in the Medrash, and it's Pasha Mi Pisecha, that the fact that Haman wanted to exterminate every last Jew, Lahashmud or Lahargul Abid, is Kol HaYehudim. Every single last one. He wanted to basically bring a Mabul on the world. That's what the tzaddikim say. That's why Mabul is Gematria 78, which is the same Gematria as Megillah, which brings the whole Nesa Purim and the marble together. But he wanted to make a marble in the world, basically, to revert the world back to Tohu Vavohu, because if there's no Yisrael, then there's no world. So he wanted to bring the world back to a state of Tohu Vavohu, which is hinted to in the Medrash. It says, Va'aretz ha'isa soyhu vavohu, vavohu ze parasu mabai, shenemar vayavhilu v'havias haman. Vayavhilu, what it says by Haman, is a lashon boyhu, says the Medrash. And he wanted to bring the world to a state of Tohu Vavohu. But of course, you can't make the world Tohu Vavohu, because Hashem said that can never happen. There's always going to be one person who remains, and that's Bechinas Noach. Noach matzachin b'nei Hashem, because Noach found chin in the eyes of Hashem. Now, if it's going to be a marble, and one Jew is going to survive, who is that Jew going to be? Who is that Jew going to be? So this is what Mordechai tells Esther. Al tadami b'nafsheich li'hamali beis hamelech b'kol ha'yehud. Don't think that you will be the only Jew who will remain if Haman is successful in making the Gezeiras Mabel. Don't think that you're going to be the Noach of the generation. It's not going to be you. Why should it be Esther? Not just because she's in the Beis HaMalchus. Because how many times do we find in the Megillah that it says, Ve'Esther Noiseis Chein. Ve'Esther Noiseis Chein. Esther was Noiseis Chein B'nei HaMelech. Just like Noach was Noiseis Chein B'nei HaMelech. And Noach survived because he was Noiseis Chein. And if Esther is Noiseis Chein, so she should be the Noach. Mordechai says, no, it's not going to be you. And don't think it's going to be me either. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be Haman. Because Haman's a Jew. And if the Jew, if the world needs one Jew to survive, part of the treachery and the mirma of the gzeir of Haman, and the fact that he is a Jew, is that he'll make a gzeir to wipe out every last Jew, but one Jew will survive, and that'll be him. But there will be no more Jewish people, because Haman's going to make sure to that there's not going to be if he's the last surviving Jew. That was the chachma of Haman HaRasha, which Mordechai saw, of which he said to Esther, don't think it's going to be you. It's not going to be you. It's not going to be me. It's going to be him. That's what it's going to be. It's merumas too, in that which the Chazal even structured the lashon. It says, Ish Yehudi hoya b'shusha nabir. So Chazal say, Al tikri Yehudi eli yechidi. Al tikri Yehudi eli yechidi. What this means is as follows. Al tikri Yehudi, if you can't call anybody a Jew, if there will be no Jew who's going to be alive, Eli Yechidi, there's going to be one Jew left. There's always going to be one Jew left. And that Be'etzim should have been Mordechai. But Mordechai in his Aniva said, it's not going to be me and it's not going to be you. But Be'emes, it would have been Mordechai. And Haman knew that. Haman knew that Mordechai would be the Yechidi. Mordechai would be the Noach of the door, which he was. So you only find the word Hatzadik by three people in Jewish history. It's Noach Hatzadik, Mordechai Hatzadik, and Yosef Hatzadik. What do they all have in common? Shmiras Abyss. With the Shmiras Abyss, then there's Nesiyas Chen, the Inyan of Yisoid. Tzadik Yisoid Olam. Mordechai was a Tzadik Yisoid Olam. Noach was a Tzadik Yisoid Olam. That's why he went after Mordechai. Because if you can get Mordechai, you can get all the Jewish people. They're all telling the Tzadik of that. So Mamela, going back to our questions, we can understand what we were setting up before and find a new spin on the Inyan of the Beis Yosef. What? Shimon HaTzadik. I meant in Tanakh. Yeah, Tanakh. Vayishma haknani melech harad yoshif ha-negev ki bo yisal derech ha-sayim vayilachem yisal v'yish v'menu shevi. So we bought the B'nai Sassar. We have a hint here to the Nesa Purim. All because Arad is Gematria Mordechai. That's it? No. Vayishma haknani is Amalek. So what does Amalek have to do with Knani? Well, over here it has to do with Haman, because Haman was an Eved Knani. So the reason why Amalek is called Kanani is because it's bringing out exactly who Haman was. But what does it say at the end of the pasuk? Vayish mimenu shevi. Vayish mimenu shevi means that they took one captive of the Jewish people. There was only one casualty. And that was what? A shifcha kananis. Rabbi say, in the Nes of Purim, there was only one Jewish casualty. Who was that? Haman himself. He was the only casualty. So in the same way that the pasuk says that the shifcha kananis was the only one who was taken away, that's a hint to Haman himself. He was the Eved Kanani. Something fascinating here is that it's not the pshat that the gzeir of Haman was not Nizkayim. The pshat is that it was Nizkayim. Because he wanted lahashmin or laharug or la'abed is kol hayahudin. Rabbi said the word kol in the Torah can mean two things. Kol, which means kulam, or kol shehu. Shabbos daf kuf gimel. So over here, Haman wanted to be lahashlagas kol hayehudim, so he wasn't able to do away with every single Jew, which he wanted to do by getting Mordechai, because Mordechai was the kol shehu and kol hayehudim. But the Gzeira was Niskayim as a Kol Shehu, because Haman was killed. Memela, it's not the Pshat that it didn't happen. It happened, but he killed himself. So the Gzeira to kill the Jewish people was Niskayim, and Haman, he was the Kol Shehu who was killed. That's called Vayishmi Menushevi. That's the Eved Kanani. That's the Vayishma Kanani. Melech Ara, the Smordechai Tzadik. And Pshat Alta, the Mivin Avshaykh, the Mani Beis HaMachas, the Kol HaYehudim. Haman was going to be the only one who was going to be saved. He was going to be the Noach of the generation. Because he saw that there was a Mordechai who was really the Noach, but he was going to be the Noach now, not Mordechai. So that's why he wanted to be Toilet Mordechai on the 8th from Tevas Noach. Because he was bringing a marble to the world. He was going to bring a marble to the world. And Mordechai was supposed to be that Noach. So he was going to hang Noach on the Teva itself. Even the Teva is not going to save you. I'm the only one who's going to be. It's not going to be you, it's going to be me. That's Tevas Noach. But you see that the Pasuk even alludes to the fact that there was a marble here. And the fact that Mordechai was saved along with the Jewish people, that was like a big teva. Because it says, Kasher nachu ha-Yehudim ha-Yavehem. Kasher nachu is a lashon noyach ha-Tzadik. Nachu ha-Yehudim ha-Yavehem. There was a noyach. There was a teva in the generation. That was the hatzalah for the Gid. So, Mamela, we come back to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said, I don't understand. What's pshat in Avhim ha-Yavehem? Shnei deyes b'davar. If it has to do with the Gzeir itself, so then Avodim Kanim should be included. But it has to do with the Hatzalah, then the Eved Kanani should not be included. And perhaps we could say, no, even on the Tzad Avim Ha'Yisanis means that they were involved in the Hatzalah itself, it could still be Mechayev and Eved Kanani. Because it wasn't just that Esther was responsible for the Yeshua, Haman was responsible for the Yeshua. So even on the Tzad Avim Ha'Yisanis, on the other way, on top, meaning that who was responsible for this, Haman was responsible for this. And that again is a sikh we speak about many times called Baruch Haman. Baruch Haman means that you have to give Shkayach to Haman. Because the Ari says you have to drink Adaliyad bin Haman the Baruch Mordechai until you say Baruch Haman. Why should you say Baruch Haman? Well, first of all, Haman is a Yid. And every single Yid gets a bracha. But on top of that, you have to give Shkayach to what Shkayach is due. That he was the one who made the Gzeira to kill himself. So not only did he not, it was much better because of his Gzeira than it was before. Because of his Gzeira, he wiped out himself. So we have to give him thank you. That's why Chazal Darsh in the Pasuk, Korah Bor, meaning he fell in the boar that he made himself. It's not just a pshat that he made a gzeira and he hung himself. It's that the gzeira itself was niskayim to wipe out the Jewish people. Was niskayim on Haman HaRasha? So maybe just one ksas remez ladavar. We said before, don't think that you're going to be the only one who's going to be able to be saved from this gzeira in the Beis HaMelech. Mikol HaYehudim. So we said before, because the only one who was going to be saved was going to be Haman. Because since Haman was an Eved and Mordechai, he was the Viknani, so if one Yid is going to be saved, it's going to be him. Mikol HaYehudim is Gematria Haman Eved. But because Haman was the Eved, the Mela Mordechai was telling Esther, it's not going to be you, it's going to be Haman, because he's the Eved, that's who's going to be.